to take a deep breath. Thank you. It's been an incredible year for me. Millions of dollars, beautiful home, it's been unbelievable. A job that I wouldn't have designed, and that's the other little piece, is that I'm getting things that had I had a magic wand, I wouldn't have designed them. They're better. They're coming and they're better.
So before you go further, we have to say, you did design it. You designed it. You just designed it through sifting through contrast. You designed it incrementally. You designed it so personally and so incrementally that you were incapable, as is everyone, of even comprehending the massiveness of the culmination of what you had been putting into your vibrational escrow. But isn't it nice to know you didn't have to know every squirrely little detail? All you had to do is chill out and let the universe bring to you all of the components.
Yes. It's amazing.
It's sort of like taking the components of some magnificent machine. Can you imagine finding all of the components of this ship in a pile somewhere? And thinking, what could I do with these? And not realizing that you threw the pieces over there one at a time and you didn't even realize what was forming. But the broader perspective of that which you are did, and law of attraction did. And so then you get the element of surprise and delight as you allow yourself the discovery of what you did create.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. So my question is, in the midst of all this, I end up with even more love than I realized. It's all coming very fast, and I put the brakes on. So I have a question about that, because as I look at it, I know I want to jump into that deep end of the pool. I know I want to go further and experience more, but I hesitated this year recently, and I don't understand why I pulled back from all the goodness.
Well, now think about the two stories you're telling us, because they're two very different stories. Mm. The first story was, I just lived life. I didn't make a big deal out of it. I threw a ton of things in vibrational escrow. I chilled out, and the universe says, here is this magnificent thing that you have been in the process of creating. And you said, oh, look at that. Didn't know how wonderful it was, but recognize that it does belong to me, and I'll take it. So that was the first story that you told us. The second story you're telling us is, I've got this idea of what I am wanting, and I'm working very hard at coming into vibrational alignment with it. In other words, it's much more hands-on and much less allowing. Nice. If something feels like the deep end, don't jump in. Never jump into the deep end unless you say, I'm a high diver and the deeper the better. Unless you say, I've trained myself to be in the deep end because the deeper it is, the more agility and performance I can derive from it. But if you mean deep end in the way you meant deep end, don't get in the deep end. And don't feel uncomfortable about not being ready to get in the deep end. Just say, when you say, I hesitate, we say, that is the right response. Don't jump in until the water calls you so powerfully that you couldn't not jump in. In other words, wild horses couldn't keep you from jumping in. You're jumping in. Everybody's saying, don't jump in. And you're saying to them all, get lost. I'm going in.
That is part of my answer right there. Because I meant, when I said it, I meant jump in the deep end in an exhilarating way. However, there was hesitation in some of this bigger picture.